The tiny, pristine houses stand shoulder to shoulder in ruler straight rows on a wide street in Houston's 3rd Ward. There's poetry in the procession of identical boxy shapes, topped by metal roofs pointed skyward. The spare structures are Project Row Houses, an alliance of creativity and activism. Not long ago, the 22 houses just south of downtown were droopy, derelict shells. Now they're shipshape, brought back to life to serve art, the neighborhood, and struggling families. Built in the late 1930s as rentals when the area was thriving, the one-story houses are models of economy. Each is roughly 550 square feet with clapboard walls, corrugated tin roofs, and corner porches. Cookie-cutter details complete the picture. Front double window, louvered attic grill, 3 concrete steps, 1 square porch post. No fuss, no frills. The style is rooted in the shotgun houses, brought to the South by freed Haitian slaves, and reaches back to West Africa. A Houston artist discovered the tumble-down houses in 1992. He pictured studio space for African-American artists whose presence would lift the languishing community. A nonprofit organization formed and gathered $125,000 in money and materials. Volunteers repaired porches, foundations, wiring, and plumbing. They scraped, sanded, and painted the houses white again. The roofs are watertight now, but still nut brown with rust. Project Row Houses opened in 1994. It has been honored with a national award for urban excellence. 7 structures house young, single mothers with children. 5 shelter daycare and after-school programs and offices. 10 are rotating art installations. They have included a shrine to collard greens and a project tribute with 22 miniature houses, photographs, and a 22-line poem, which ends, "Row house, row house, looking real good. Taking care plenty business in the neighborhood."